Disco Doc and English Voltage Blood Pressure. In October 2014, after we wrapped director's cut, I went in for my annual physical. My doctor strapped on the sphygmomanometer, one of my favorite words, and even on every drug known to man in elephant-sized doses, my blood pressure had me on the edge of strokeout. Doc said I had to see my cardiologist. That's right, I already had a cardiologist, to find out whether there was something that could explain this high blood pressure. We were pretending to look for something that was causing my hypertension while not talking about the one-third of a fake elephant in the room wearing a blood pressure cuff that was straining its Velcro around his fat fuck arm. It's so easy to lie to yourself. So I headed to my cardiologist. He came into his office like he was about to go to a disco. He was fashionable, trim, and active, like a commercial for Viagra. Big smile and some sort of sexy Latin accent. He obviously didn't need BP medicine or Viagra. He drew my heart on a piece of paper to show me constricted blood flow and shit like that. "Bro, you need to take off some weight, my man." I don't think he really said that, but he should have. After he accurately diagnosed my blood pressure was higher than screaming Steve Hawkins' intelligence quotient because I was fat, he then joined me in pretending that diet wasn't the reason, ignoring the sagging and groaning of the metal examination table beneath me. He said he had a test he wanted to run. Maybe I had some sort of blockage in my heart. If a guy comes into the doctor's office with a high C can rammed up his ass, I guess the first thing you do is take a blood test to make sure the discomfort isn't due to a prostate problem. So I needed a test. In about a week, when I had a night off, I would go to the hospital. Disco Doc would have his nurses shave around my cock. He'd stick a needle in my groin with a camera on it and thread it up through my heart to have a look-see. This was an outpatient thing. It would be a couple of hours, and I'd be fine. I wouldn't be unconscious for the groin threading, but he would give me a drug to calm me down and make me forget the pain. I think David Bowie took a drug like that and forgot the 70s. I didn't need to calm down. I wasn't nervous. But the idea of making someone forget the pain creeped me out. Dr. Daniel Kahneman, big fancy-ass Nobel guy, explains that he imagines us as having an experiencing self and a remembering self. The experiencing self gets all the pleasure and the pain in real time, and the remembering self makes all the decisions. So whether you get fucked in a good way or a bad way, it's the experiencing self that will feel it and the remembering self that decides whether you do it again. Doctors know that only the remembering self is able to sue, so their strategy is to fuck the experiencing guy and play to the remembering one. That's just Black Mirror creepy. On the day I went to the hospital and filled out all the paperwork, the nurses shaved around my groin and then put a hand towel over my cock so I wouldn't be embarrassed. I told them they could suck it and I wouldn't be embarrassed. Experiencing pen and remembering pen were both fine with that even before the drug kicked in. As the drug kicked in, the nurses asked me what music I wanted. I said, Dylan. And just as I Don't Believe You finished up on the OR Spotify, Disco Doc, sure that my drugs had kicked in, changed to hip-hop and was rapping along with it while he was snaking a needle through my groin to try to find some Charlie blockage in my heart of darkness. He didn't miss a rhyme as he found a 90% blockage in my heart, a serious blockage, in the area called the Widowmaker. It was really dangerous, hardcore dangerous. Since it was right there in my heart, kind of as I was having a heart attack, he put in a stent and opened up the blockage. My heart was instantly better. I was fixed up. I wasn't quite outpatient anymore, but I would just stay overnight and be fine to do the P&T show the next night. I had no problems. Hip-hop, high, and a towel on my cock. That's the name of my new album. Perfect. My heart used to be blocked, and now it wasn't. So my blood pressure came right down to normal, right? No! I was one-third the size of a fucking cow dressed an elephant. Getting rid of the blockage didn't seem to help my blood pressure at all. Weirdly, my BP was through the roof even after the blockage was opened up. They couldn't get my top number below, like, 220. Holy fuck! My systolic number was UK house voltage. I could charge my electric car on 220 in 4 hours. 220 is knocking on dead. My wife, Easy, was freaking. My manager, Glenn, started worrying about his house payments. I was too fucked up to know anything. Experiencing pen was in serious pain, and remembering pen was in denial. There were two unreliable narrators writing this. I don't know what happened. Hypertension is the silent killer. It has no symptoms. Or rather, it's not supposed to. When you get up to UK voltage, where I've spent a lot of time, it's like having bees living inside your head. I could see my BP and feel it all over. Maybe all of this was psychosomatic. I don't know. I'm the last one to judge that, but it wasn't a great night. Everything about that hospital visit kind of blurs over. They did some sort of blood test and figured that maybe the stent had fallen out or collapsed or whatever bad stents do. Experiencing Penn didn't have a vote, and remembering Penn just remembered the hip-hop, the drugs, and the nice hand towel on my junk. So I was happy to have them snake the camera up the other leg and check out the stent. All during this procedure, I still intended to do the show the next night. I'd never missed a P&T show. Never. If you want to play Broadway and have a bunch of millions of dollars invested in a show without understudies, your people must be able to say they've never missed a show. When I had pneumonia a couple years ago, also not helped by my shitty diet and being a fat fuck, I would pull two IVs out of my arm every evening at 6, go to the show, come back to the hospital, have the IVs replaced, and wait for my morphine. That was a bitch for both experiencing Penn and remembering Penn. We all remember that. I was nearly considering shooting up between my toes. It was miserable, but I didn't miss any shows. Now I was arguing about how I was going to make the show that Glenn had already quietly canceled. When we went back to Broadway 8 months later, you'd think the ads had to say, they missed only one show. But they didn't say that. They said they've never missed a show. None of the investors or publicity agents are going to read this book or check Vegas hospital records, so fuck them. They kept me in the hospital for a few days. The people who loved me were scared, but I didn't care. It just didn't seem like a big deal. I had blood pressure that high many times before, and I had blood pressure barely below that all the time. I had my CPAP machine, continuous positive airway pressure machine, which I had because I was too much of a fat fuck to even sleep without medical assistance. And they gave me drugs to make sure both X-Pen and Rem-Pen were doing fine. Nope, it wasn't really a big deal at all till the doc walked in and hit me with the news. He'd finally discovered the problem. I was one-third the size of a cow dressed as an elephant.